Why? Irving Braxiatel steepled his fingers and smiled at Benny from behind the polished mahogany of his writing desk. Are you asking why the Argians should build their temple so far from their own world? He said smoothly. Or why the Earthlink Federation would wish its discovery kept secret? I mean, why are you telling me about it with that manic gleam in your eyes? Benny retorted. You're exhausting me just by looking at me. Braxiatel smiled again in that way that was, luckily for him, as endearing as it was smug. First things first, he said, tapping his long, angular nose and rising from his chair. He strode almost merrily across the study to an alcove in the marble wall that housed an imposing statue of a Leviathan Graf in full ceremonial armour, one of many in the room. Tall and elegant in his dark suit, Braxiatel reminded Benny a little of a pallbearer, judging by that knowing, thin-lipped smile seemingly stuck to his long, pale face, a pallbearer indecently delighted to have recently dispensed with a weighty charge. In contrast, she reflected, she wasn't quite dressed for a funeral. In fact, she wasn't quite dressed full stop. She looked down at her blue cotton pyjamas and scruffy white plimsolls and ran a hand through her short, dark hair, made spiky by restless sleep. Joseph, her digital would-be organising assistant, had woken her at midday as requested the night before, but since she'd only finished drinking at about 9 o'clock that morning, she hadn't quite had the lie-in she'd envisaged. The last thing she needed was Braxiatel summoning her so early in the afternoon. So the other questions don't trouble you? He asked innocently.